I know, I know. That's actually the first song I heard from Nine Inch Nails back in 91. And that was in a very interesting circumstances because it was the first time I taste a winter in my life. And it Something I Can Never Have, that's the name of the song. And it really touched that nerve inside of me of this melancholy and this everything goes to hell thing. And I think, actually, if I have to look back, that's the song that really drove me to pay attention to Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, I think same for me, too. That was one of the first ones I heard, too. One of the one or two, yeah.
Yeah, I bought the Downward Spiral for my brother, and he wasn't interested at all, so...
So you kept it for yourself.
Yeah, and I didn't like it at first, but I came around. It was kind of the same as you, Kinzo. Like, it was very, very pungent at first, but then I began to like it.
I'm so much younger than you, I think, because my first experience with them was the 2013 album, Hesitation Marks, which was... Yeah, I've never heard anything like that before. Like, it was so intense, so industrial, so sick, so pervert.
Actually, I perverted. Don't know that album that well, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that was a very flashy video directed by David Lynch. I think that was the first thing I've seen from Lynch. Was very, very dangerous.
I didn't like
Came
that
back
video.
Haunted.
I didn't like that video.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was so disappointed of David Lynch because I was like, come on, man, you can do much better than that. I could have done that video better than you.
Yeah, but so, I'm 15, so it was enough for me.
I get it. It's just for me, after all these years of Trent Reznor being very, very picky with the visuals, I was a bit surprised that he, I suppose because it was David Lynch, he was like, oh, sure, it's fantastic. Let's put it out. But... Knowing how picky he is, I was a bit surprised this came out. For example, what was the song? He mentioned in a few interviews that he was very proud of all the visuals because he really took care of set for one. And I don't remember the title of the song, but it's the one when the director told him that he has to be painted in green. Mm-hmm. And he just hated from the beginning till the end. Burn, I think. Mm-hmm. That's the song.
Hmm. Wow, so let's move on to Low, because my pick from 2005. Could you throw a coin, Chubby?
Of course. Here we go.
That was a pretty good 20.
Yeah, it was a pretty good toss, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, my pick would be Everybody's Song from Low. Robert Plant recently recorded a cover of this song, and I found it really interesting to choose from an alternative band like Low, as you are one of the biggest rock stars, the biggest rock singers ever. So I think congratulations for his taste first.
Respect, Robert.
Yeah. And he...
And like humility also, like willing
yeah.
to
yeah,
learn.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
To learn at his age.
Yeah. And he has very fond memories of Mimi Parker, the one part of the band called Low. The other part is Alan Sparhawk, and he loves her voice and her music, and he just paid his respects to the late Mimi Parker, like in recent gigs of him. Hmm. Yeah. Oh, Megan, what do you know about Low? do you like them?
Yes, I do. Again, I'm embarrassed to say I had their album, and you'll know which one it was, and I forgot the name of it, but I think it came out in the 90s. I haven't actually listened to their more recent stuff. I know she passed, but so I don't...
I Could Live in Hope, maybe, the debut.
It has, it's like, oh,
Tell me the colors of album cover.
We have the album covers here.
Oh yeah, that's the one. And that's the one I know probably the best out of their whole catalog. But yeah, they're great too. I didn't actually know that he was a fan of theirs, but that's pretty cool. They're great. Their later stuff is more experimental from.
Which is very appreciated from them.
Yeah, but this 2005 album actually is a straight rocker compared to the others. It has more fuzzy distorted guitars and more like alternative rock songwriting. So let's listen to it. And it's very interesting. What I love about this song is that it's just like a circle of life, like the lyrics. What is breaking everybody's heart, taking everyone apart, singing everybody's song. And in the Robert Plant cover, this ritualistic value and this circle of life comes into another life. So I recommend you to listen to that version as well.
Most definitely.
But it's a lot more raw and it's a more fleshy record, this version. And I really love Mimi Parker's drumming on it. It's fantastic. Yeah. So, Low, everybody's song. Yeah.
And here comes the fourth of the 420.
And it's another great alternative rock band from the US. What is it, Kinzo?
Oh, Queens of the Stone Age. This is something that I was not really inclined to like back, I mean, in terms of the style, back in the 90s. But when this came in the 2000-ish, somehow these songs are so beautifully composed. I mean, melodically, lyrics are so strong, so raw, so... strong is the word, because the topics are heavy and they are told with a lot of confidence, let's say.
They are made to paralyze, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say. So the song is Everybody Knows That You Are Insane. And also for this album, as far as I remember, they made like two or three very, very cool music videos. One of them fully animated, if I make no mistake.
I'm not sure. Maybe Medication? Maybe Medication had one.
It was about they were riding a car in the desert and...
That's No One Knows. I think that's from another album.
Yeah, it's from Songs for the Deaf.
There you go, I don't know nothing. Shame on me.
Yeah, but we actually had Little Sister... On this segment, because Chubby has brought it
and I also,
earlier from this album, Lullabies to Paralyze, from 2005.
Yeah, maybe like 2 years ago, we played In My Head as well.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, but we weren't called Saturday Night Blades then.
We played their more recent stuff from 2023, I think.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Does anyone have anything to add to Queens of the Stone Age?
Not me.
Megan, do you like them? How do you feel about them?
Well, again, you said that I did have one of their albums, and you said it before, and I'm so embarrassed because I forgot the
title.
I would say it was the early aughts one.
It was from 2005, actually, released.
Oh, that...
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, but...
The Lullabies to Paralyze album.
I actually haven't heard this album at all, but it was... I think it was maybe before... Maybe it was the 90s, too.
Queens of the Stone Age, the first one.
It was like a red cover.
Yeah, that's the song... That's Songs for the Deaf from 2002.
That album, actually, I have not heard that in probably decades, but I did hear a song the other day and I was like, oh yeah, I need to revisit that and listen to it again because it has some really great songs. So I need to listen to a little bit more of their stuff because I don't know all of their catalog, but yeah.
Yeah, I like Josh Homme's guitar solo style. Like, he always has interesting choices, which are very minimal also. At the same time,
I totally agree with that. He's not like this showing off kind of a solo guitar player. He's very, 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 very particular way of playing. Mm-hmm. And he's a great composer. I really, really respect him.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. So.
And that's the end of our English language international segment.
Our English has worn out.
Yeah, we have to go back to Hungarian because of our Hungarian listeners. But maybe who don't speak English haven't stick around to this point. We're doing more than an hour.
Or like some people who speak English and can't speak but can listen to Hungarian could listen still. I'm not sure. But thank you very much for your time.
And being here with us. And let us mention the next gig of Kinzo is here.
Yes, thank you for that. So on the September 19th, I will be playing in Dopamine.
In Budapest.
here in Budapest, with the Psychedelic Rainbow Warrior Peace Force. I don't know if you know them. Do you?
I know those guys.
Yeah.
You do. Okay,
Chubby
cool.
showed me them.
And that's so much fun because I really like how they combine visuals, typical Hungarian stuff, commercials and many other topics.
Propaganda.
Yeah, with their music. So Psychedelic Rainbow Warrior Peace Force and Kinzu is here September 19th in Dopamine.
Forever.
Megan, do you have a next gig maybe in the US?
I don't have anything lined up yet, but hopefully Kinzo and I will write some more music. That's what I'm hoping for, but yeah.
You should come to Budapest together.
I would love that. We should try to do that.
Yeah, I keep on telling her that, listen, once you just have take a couple of weeks off from madness and
from capitalism
imperialist and come here and we have a couple of gigs in Budapest and maybe in other cities. We figure out how.
Yeah we'll make it happen.
Yeah, let's do it.
Make it happen. Yeah, and thank you so much for having us and talking to us for everything. So thank you.
I mean our treat.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Thank you. All right, so let everybody know that everybody knows that you're insane.
szombat esti blast. Egy szippantás a
jókor. Visszatértünk.
Magyarul. És a következő szegmensünkben Brent Hinds-ra fogunk megemlékezni, aki a Mastodon zenekarnak volt a gitáros, szólógitáros és énekese, mert ez azért voltam egy kicsit most ilyen zavart, mert nagyon sokan énekelnek a Mastodonban, általában hárman is váltogatják azt, hogy éppen ki énekel. Mm. Brent Hinds-nak pont idén volt egy elég drámai kiválása a bandából, az év elején kiszállt a zenekarból több mint 25 év után, és szerintem egészen fantasztikus gitárstílusa volt, egy hihetetlen szólógitárosról van szó, uh-huh. És közben én a hangját is nagyon szeretem, te egy ilyen szétkészült, vagy nem is tudom, fiatalabban szétkészült Ozzy Osbourne hangja van.
Igen.
Szerintem neki, és van benne valami, nem is tudom, valamilyen igazi élettapasztalat, hogy mint hogyha hogy tényleg megrágta és kiköpte volna már őt az élet.
Igen,
egyszer-kétszer.
Igen, mint hogyha behúztak volna egy-kétszer neki, miközben csukott szemmel zenélt.
Igen, és ez az a szám, amit hozni fogunk, a Once More Round the Sun, és ilyen, hogy ugye ez is egy ilyen életkörforgása téma, mint amiről beszéltem a Low Everybody's Songja kapcsán, tehát hogy itt is, hogy egy újabb kör a nap körül, tehát egy újabb évet megéltem, újabb élményekkel, újabb tapasztalatokkal gazdagodtam, és most jön a következő kör, és, uh-huh. és nyomjuk, és még mindig itt vagyok, és hogy hát uh-huh. hogyha már ő nem is él a földi formájában tovább, de hogy az biztos, hogy a rengeteg zenei élmény, amit a zenekarával csináltak, az szerintem mindig egy újabb, meg újabb löketet fog kapni szerintem, ahogy teszünk egy újabb kört a nap körül.
Abszolút.
Úgyhogy akkor következik a Mastodon és a Once More Round the Sun, és ezzel emlékezünk Brent Hinds-ra, aki énekel és szólógitározik ebben a számban.
Oh,
Ez az intro, ez egy remek mű amúgy.
Kösz.
Dübörög a lábunktól a föld, dübörög a hangunktól a bláz.
Így van.
Továbbra is. Augusztus 13-án volt a Blast Film Clubnak az első kiadása, ahol megnéztük Björk Kornukópia című koncertfilmjét, és ezt szeretnénk felidézni egy kicsit. Nagyon köszönjük mindenkinek, aki eljött, mert szerint eszméletlen élmény volt egyébként ezt így közösen megnézni az Elizabethben.
Igen.
És akkor is nagyon ütött ez az intro, tehát amikor így erre kimentünk oda az emberek elé, szerintem az elég fasza volt, én igen. szerettem.
Igen, felkapták a fejüket rá. Hát ja, Björk jól megírta a szó.
Igen,
nem
igen.
volt sok dolgom vele, de igen, de kösz tényleg mindenkinek, aki ott volt, mert nagyon, nagyon sokkal emeltétek szerintem az estnek a fényét, tök jó dolgokat mondtatok meg, volt egy jó kis diskurzus, aztán meg egy tök jó kis after.
Igen, nagyon jót beszélgettünk utána, miért különösen hálásak vagyunk, és tényleg utána csináltunk egy nagyon monstre összeállítást a Björk életművéből.
Ezt a CD-en megtalálhatjátok.
Igen, 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 igen. Meg Spotify lista is van belőle, ja. Úgyhogy ez, és ezek mind fenn vannak a Szombatesti Bláznak a Facebook oldalán, meg Instagramon is.
Instán is meg lehet találni.
Igen, meg nem sokára majd Discordon is.
Így van.
Szóval én egy számot hoztam, ami a viszonylag az elején van a Kornukópia koncertfilmnek, talán ez az első, amit tényleg ott élőben játszanak a színházban, Lisszabonban. És szerintem ez egy ilyen programadó dala ennek az egész Kornukópia projektnek és az Utópia Björk albumnak is, aminek a koncertprogramnak a nagy részét ez az album tette ki. És az Arise in My Senses tényleg, ahogy ez a zene kinyitja az érzékeidet, és hogy tényleg szerintem egy olyan intenzív létezésbe kerül az ember, annyira ilyen felfokozott érzékelések közé, hogy ez tényleg így leírhatatlan, és ezt tényleg csak ezzel a zenével lehet megfogni. Én amikor láttam először a Kornukópiát, még a filmklub előtt, akkor azt hiszem Letterboxdra azt írtam, hogy egy kritikát írtam erről a filmről egy mondatban, ami az volt, hogy azt hiszem a harmadik fülem mellé kinőtt a negyedik szemem is, vagy valami ilyesmi.
Igen, ez elég frankon leírja a vizuális világát ennek a számnak, mert sok ismerős elem van a videóban, de közben pedig mégis idegennek is tűnik valahol, de közben pedig